Life's good right now if you're a juniper tree. The climate has been drier and warmer, and fire only happens once in a while. This has caused junipers and pinyon pines to start growing out into sagebrush steppe, but more pinyon and juniper cover means the sagebrush is being choked out, causing sage grouse to leave.
Latest research has shown once tree cover becomes over 4% in a sagebrush stand, then sage grouse will discontinue using that area. And once we remove those trees, we've shown sage grouse to come back.
That's Danny Summers, a restoration ecologist at the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources Great Basin Research Center, who works closely with the Utah Watershed Restoration Initiative, or WRI. He defended the practice of chaining, a way of removing vegetation in large areas by linking a metal chain between two pieces of heavy machinery, as one step in the process designed to bring back sagebrush and sage grouse.
Mechanical removal of pinyon and juniper are really the most popular and most effective ways. At early stages of encroachment, we use chainsaw crews to remove trees. As trees' encroachment gets thicker, there's a couple of other techniques. One that's been in the news the most is chaining. These methods are effective in removing the trees as well as preparing a seed bed.
After the trees are removed, seeds of native plants are dropped from an airplane onto the cleared area. Sagebrush seeds are very tiny. Only about 5% of them grow and survive 2 years after being broadcast. Summers defended the seeding method, stating it was the most economical of WRI's options. Their methods do show results.
We've shown good success establishing diverse communities of grasses, forbs, and shrubs in these pinyon and juniper removal projects.
According to WRI, there are no chaining projects under consideration for funding in 2019. The former Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument Management Plan specifically banned chaining within the monument, although a new management plan has not yet been written. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Leslie Ferrero.